But the big problem that many have is how to have this relationship and how to recognize it. There's been in the last few decades a real move to experiencing the Holy Spirit, and we're grateful for that. But some of it has been reduced to feelings again. And we're not grateful for that, because you don't always feel the Holy Spirit. There are times of real ecstasy and joy, and then there are those long periods of time when he doesn't play with your feelings. And you might say, well, why wouldn't God just make himself more available to us in this sense? I want to tell you something, folks. I had a conversation with God about 12 years ago, and I can recall saying to God, you know, God, I want to experience the Holy Spirit more. Experience. And he said, that would ruin your faith. That's not what you're called to preach. He said, the more you want to feel the Holy Ghost, the less you stand in faith. If you start looking for a feeling, then that's what you're going to look for. But if you learn to stand on the Word, and that is your fundamental message, now you're learning about Christianity, and that's what the Holy Spirit's all about, since he wrote the Bible. So then he began to say, at that point in time, I remember quite clearly, he said to me that, okay, now let's list your gifts and what you can do, and then you tell me if you're lacking in the Holy Spirit. So then I had to apologize and say, no, you're right. This thing of searching for feelings. You know what that's like? It's the same reason why we have so many divorces today. Yeah. Feelings go out of marriages. And they say, well, I don't feel the way I used to feel about my wife. I don't feel the way I used to feel about my husband. I don't feel the way I used to feel about my children. My children don't feel about it. Well, what you need is to just wake up and get yourself a life. Because life isn't about how you feel. And if you think it is, you're in for some very rude awakenings and plan on about 17 spouses before the fat lady sings. Because it's not about feeling. Going to work isn't about a feeling. As a matter of fact, none of the basic duties of life are about a feeling. And I'll throw something else out to you. The hardships of life. And in case you're not sure of it, life is full of them. But the hardships of life can sometimes become so great as to damage your feelings. Now what are you going to do to get a feeling if that's what you're after? You know, when you're very young, you're full of feelings. Your glands are swelling out in more ways than one. And you expect that's what life's about. And it isn't. And you need a wake-up call. You need a reality check here. It isn't about that. I've often wondered with God, you know, why should we have to go through all this stuff in our youth? I'll tell you what. It's just all a part of making you you. But you better settle up front. The just shall live by faith, not their feelings. That most of your noble responses in life will have nothing to do with how you feel. It'll have everything to do with walking in love on purpose. And that's what Christianity is all about. When we talk about that, I may know him and the power of his resurrection, all that, we're talking about walking in love at your expense. When you talk about inviting Christ into your heart and the love of Christ in your heart and to know the love of Christ that passes knowledge, I'll tell you what, if you want to know the love of Christ passes knowledge, you're going to be introduced into some of the hardest times of your life. And then God's going to say, now express love right in that situation. That's the biggest pain in your life, because that's to know the love of Christ that passes knowledge. To know the love of Christ that passes knowledge isn't to go into a corner somewhere and feel so warm and so gooey that you think you're a marshmallow over a fire on a stick. To know the love of Christ that passes knowledge is to realize, I'm going to go to the cross here and perhaps die for this person. Now you know what Christ went through. That's to know the love of Christ that passes knowledge. It makes no sense, but I shall lay down my life for you. That's what that's all about. No feelings. There is no feeling in agape love. Otherwise, Jesus wouldn't have gone to the cross. The Bible says he despised the shame and endured the cross. Doesn't sound to me like welcome feelings, does it? But he did it for the joy he set before him. So we know this. Isn't this interesting? Jesus went to the cross by faith. Oh, yeah. He went to the cross by faith, believing that his blood would be efficacious and that all who believed after him would embrace this incredible act of love as what they've looked for all their lives. Greater love has no man than to lay down his life for his friends. Incredible. That's to know the love of Christ. No feeling.